football for me is life.
KNBR presents A Coach with Spirit.
When people say, you know, being a head coach, you got to be really difficult. No, it's not. It's what I was created to do. It's what I was meant to do. I love what I do.
A leader with heart.
Whatever it is that you're doing, do it with your heart.
And a man with soul.
It's from the soul, and it consumes you like a fire.
This is the Mike Singletary Show.
If you're not a 49er fan, you will become one.
Now your hosts, Murph and Mac.
From Santa Clara to London, the Niners travel. Sunday's game against the Denver Broncos brings the Niners to the United Kingdom, where head coach Mike Singletary will do the Mike Singletary Show, brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer, and an official sponsor of the San Francisco 49ers, and by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official eye doctor of the San Francisco 49ers with offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. We say to you, Mike, we say good morning. It's good afternoon, I'm sure, where you
Cheerio.
Are. Cheerio.
Cheerio
and all that. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
We're good, good. Tell us so far about the trip so far. Have you guys gotten practices in? Have you guys adjusted? How's it going?
Well, today should be the day that everybody gets adjusted tonight. Everybody should get a pretty decent amount of sleep tonight. I think it takes a couple of hours for the jet lag to kind of play itself out and you know, guys get in a normal situation.
And obviously, how have you guys done workout-wise so far?
We've done fine. I mean, today was the first day that we really had a chance to get out. And, you know, the weather has been a little wet. But they covered the field with tarp, and so we went out today, and it was relatively dry, good weather, and it worked out well.
Well, obviously, the news has reached back here in California. The big news that you've made an announcement about your quarterback, that will be Troy Smith on Sunday. So tell us all about it, Mike. Can you tell us, A, how's Alex doing health-wise, and B, then tell us about the decision to start Troy Smith over David Carr?
Well, to me, right now, it just I think it gives us the best chance to win a game. And it's really as simple as that.
And tell us what Troy brings to the table. You know, you obviously brought him here. What does he do better, do you think, that gives you a chance?
Well, really, I just think it's more of some of the intangible things in terms of leadership. I think he has good leadership abilities, and I think he can take control of the huddle and that side of the team, and really have a command there and lead us where we need to go.
And is he more of a, you know, at Ohio State, he used his legs a lot. Is this something where he'll be running the ball? I mean, should we be looking for him to be a more mobile quarterback than David Carr was?
You know, I think you should go back and look at some of the film. He ran some, but that's not what he was known for. He really threw the ball more, to be honest.
Right. Rolling out maybe a little bit, huh?
Yeah. Now, the movement in a pocket, that's something that he did. But as far as running, he ran when he had to. And, you know, that's the same thing that we would stress. If you have to pick up a first down, if you got to get out of harm's way, however it is, run by all means, but that's not what we want you to do. We want you to throw the ball.
Tell us about Alex Smith. Obviously, we saw what happened in Carolina. What's his status?
Well, as of right now, 2 to 3 weeks is what we're looking at, and we'll just kind of see how it goes.
Okay, and as far as David Carr, I know you brought him in to be the number two guy. Were you disappointed by what he did Sunday, and is that why the move was made?
I won't say, I was asked that question earlier. Was I disappointed? I just think, obviously we didn't win the game. But, and there were a lot of reasons for that. But I just feel that the move going with Troy was just the best, gave us the best opportunity to win games.
Mike, at 1-6 now and on the road in London with Troy Smith starting at quarterback, is this the biggest challenge of your coaching career right now, right here?
It is. It is, but it's a good challenge. It's a very good challenge, and I think we'll come out ahead.
What do you kind of like? Are you going to change anything about your routine to kind of maybe coach these guys differently when you feel like the team's maybe in a challenging spot?
No, it's not really about challenging the team or anything. We just have to continue to, learn how to finish games. We have no trouble starting games. It's just finishing games and making sure that we continue to stress the little things in order to get that done.
And then, Mike, of course, we're like us on the radio, we're in a precarious business too. When the ratings tumble, our job is on the line. So, how do you address being the stand-up guy you are with the fact that now people are writing about, hey, are the Niners going to make a change at head coach because of a 1-6 start? Is that something that angers you? Is that something you ignore? Or is that something that is irrelevant to you?
It's something that's irrelevant to me because the most important thing for me right now is to look at our team. And as I look at the 9 games that we have left, to go out and get as many of those games as we can to try and get in the playoffs. That's really the bottom line for me. All the other stuff, it really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all. And just finally, a word on the Denver Broncos. They lost. They gave up 59 points last week. Do you see them as a team kind of right? I wouldn't say right. That's not the phrase I'm looking for. A team that you guys can go beat because they're down right now?
Well, it really... that kind of stuff is all psychological, stuff that you can get into. Well, they lost, so we ought to be able to beat them. All that kind of stuff. From week to week, it's tough to win football games. You got to go out and you got to prepare the same way and go out and do all the things that you need to do in order to win. Forget about all the other stuff.
All right, so that's it. Sunday, a lot will be determined. Troy Smith quarterbacking. You guys in London, and then a bye week to come back and rest. So, Mike, we appreciate you calling in from London. And listen, we'll be watching on Sunday, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Mike Singletary on KNBR 680, the sports leader.